part two.
I can see where women would get jealous and insecure of their husbands being friends with a woman other than themselves, because men, I guess, are, you know, physical and visual, and shit happens. And I can see where they want to be first, and they want to know what's going on, and they, you know, have the kids, and they're running the household, and I can see that. I really can. However, I just look at it as shit happens. And if, say, my husband has a female friend and things get out of control, it could happen to any one of us. You know, under the right circumstances, the right factors, situations, you know, the planets are aligned just right. You know, I wouldn't want him not judging me, but, you know, just being, again, all I can think of is a Lifetime movie. It's a female, like, movie channel. They show all these bizarre cheating movies and love movies and relationship movies. But I wouldn't want him acting like that to me. So I'm not saying I wouldn't feel those things. I'm just saying I wouldn't want it acting towards me. Funny how, and my other friend, he was gay, somehow we fell apart, and, I remember trying to tell him that he hurt my feelings, and he couldn't deal with it, and we had been friends, oh my God, over about 25 years, and he had opened up the largest gay campground in the States, to my knowledge. He's got like 700, 800 acres. And I'd go down there every August for Leather in the Woods weekend, and I had so much fun. And I loved him. I mean, he would, and it was so funny, and I don't know, I probably shared this story several times, but all his gay friends would, so how do you know, our host? And I said, well, we slept together. And I loved watching their jaws drop to the floor. And they're like, oh my God, he was with a woman? I mean, it was just funny. But I was, you know, we had been out drinking, and I did not want to go home by myself. He wasn't dating anybody. And I said, can I sleep with you? Can I stay with you? Because I didn't want to be all alone. You know, those drunken moments. And so he wadded up a blanket. He's like, that's your side of the bed. This is my side of the bed. Do not cross this blanket. I'm like, okay. And so we slept together. And, you know, in the sense of sleeping. And he's a great guy. He taught me so much. I mean, he knew some of my deep, dark secrets. And then somehow it just fell apart. He stopped returning my phone calls. He took me off of Facebook. He just stopped talking to me. Does it bother me? It hurt me there for a while, but I'm pretty much over it. You know, I do miss my gay friend. We had so much fun together. I learned so much from him and all his friends. Sitting there in the 50-man hot tub, relaxing. It was great. I like I said, and then, well, what I did, I think, too, is I started asking, why are we friends? What do we have in common? You know, you're a gay male, and I'm a fag hag, if you will. What do we have in common? And I think that might have helped push and tear the relationship. And there are times when I know that guys want to be my friend for ulterior motives. Those you can pick up on. And those I walk away from quickly because there's nothing there. You know. I like learning from other people. I like having people in my life that can teach me stuff. and that I can be helpful to. And yeah, I do think that men and women can be friends. And once again, like I said, ground rules have to be laid out, you know, prior to. So, those are my thoughts. And I should probably end this now and get ready to go inside, because I'm sitting in a freezing car waiting till 9 o'clock so this place opens. Later, nice people.